what I have to say is I'm predicting Arizona 35, Toledo 14.
That's U of A alum Jim Patterson, and his prediction wasn't too far off. The final score was 24-17. Patterson is high on new head coach Rich Rodriguez.
Love him. Rich Rodriguez is fantastic.
You think he's going to turn the program around?
Yeah, it'll take a couple of years, probably about 3 years. I think we'll actually go to the Rose Bowl with him, and I'll be there.
Rodriguez wrote a book about his three difficult years as head football coach at Michigan. Mrs. Patterson had it signed for her husband.
Well, I bought him the book Three and Out for his birthday, and I got Rich Rod to sign it. And it said, Jim, we will go to the Rose Bowl. So we're going.
This is our 20th anniversary of tailgating at the U of A.
And is this the spot you've always come to right here?
Pretty much. When I tell people come see us, I always say it's between the Planetarium and the Kuiper Center.
The campus mall is a sea of red and blue. There are tents, trailers, and tailgaters packed one against the other.
We're doing a tailgate right now with carne asada, with quesadillas, sausages, jalapenos, and
guacamole. Best guacamole ever, you know. This is what it's all about.
With friends and family. I mean, our kids, they're all here enjoying themselves. We have kids from 7-year-olds to 25-year-olds. So it's a family. It's a family day.
These tailgaters step away from the grill and share their thoughts on the new head coach.
What's your name?
Ramon.
Ramon, and yours?
Rene.
What do you guys think about Rich Rodriguez? How do you think he's going to do tonight?
Oh, he's going to do good. And if we all support him, I think he's going to have a great year, great season.
We just have to have faith and believe in the Cats and believe in Rich Rodriguez. So
these fans say they will bring faith and support to this year's Wildcat football team. We found that was a common theme here on the mall.
That's right. We do tailgate every year. We've been doing this for 35 years.
That's U of A alum Dr. Jeff Derrickson, a local dentist who says being with friends and family on these occasions is the whole point.
Yeah, and then you even get to watch some football. It's a bonus.
Derrickson has modest expectations about this season and stresses a need for patience.
Well, they're young. They're inexperienced, but they're going to grow into it, and maybe we can make some upsets and have a 50-50 year. I'm hoping. 500. We're here every game, and we'll cheer them on. So we're red and blue to the end.
What's your name?
Fernando.
Fernando, tell me about your group you have here.
Oh, we got it's all family and friends. Every year we come here for every game.
Fernando is standing at a smoking grill.
That's a pork rib. It's a baby back rib with a special sauce. It'll make your lips tingle.
I see some little peppers on there.
See that? It's a special sauce. Again, it's handcrafted. We've got peppers, onions. We've got burgers, brats, ribs, chicken, whatever you want, man.
Fernando has done his homework on Rodriguez. He thinks next year, U of A fans will begin to see Wildcat football in a whole new light.
He proved at West Virginia that his offense can score points. His defense is a one-of-a-kind defense. We're going to win the games that we're supposed to win. We're going to lose the games that we're supposed to lose. Next year, we're going to open a lot of eyes.
And it was a good test. Arizona had to go to overtime to beat the Toledo Rockets. We caught up with two close friends who host a regular tailgate party, but they don't go into the stadium to watch the game.
I'm here with my best friend, Andy Napik, and we've been friends for 18 years.
Hi, how you doing?
And these are all of our close friends that come to the games, and we don't go to the game. We watch the game on TV here.
And then we have halftime nachos, which is a tradition at our tailgate.
Actually, we have 2 pounds of bacon left. We'll cook that up at halftime and put it on top of the nachos.
So halftime nachos is really signature of our tailgate.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Mitchell Riley.